One, two, three, four. Reach up to the sky. Reach up to the sky. I would, but the sun's in my eyes.
Welcome to the first free market anarchist, version 0.1. Zero, because the program is really in alpha. We're just coming up with design concepts and where the show is going to go and what we're going to do. I've just created the blog account that's going to host the feed where you subscribe to the podcast. The address to subscribe or listen to the show, look at the show notes, is thefreemarketanarchist.blogspot.com. There is where you find your iTunes links, your RSS links. You can play the recent shows live on the page. Still deciding where I'm going to host the audio files for the show. I'll probably use Amazon's service. I'm already signed up for it, so. And if it becomes more popular and we get more downloads, then I know they can handle the bandwidth. So, in essence, this is a test production that I'm going to upload and put into the feeders and see if I can download on my BlackBerry and make sure everything works and tweak all the settings. Well, I'm still anxiously awaiting my final piece of equipment to help with the show, a mixer. Right now I'm using several computers to overlay sound and voice and such. As you may suspect from the title of the show, all the software used is open source and free. Using Audacity to record, and I've been preparing for the show in other ways too. I'm in the process of rolling over my IRA into my Thinkorswim IRA account, which will give me total control over the funds. I'll be able to choose what equities to buy individually. So this money, when transferred, will become what I will call the fund. The goal is to have open transparency with the fund. With every decision I make and every investment I make, I will also produce a podcast outlining my reasons for the investment. This, however, should not be taken as a recommendation. It is important that you do your own research and come up with your own conclusions on what and how to invest. I may, from time to time, suggest a highly speculative stock or technique. You should use sound investment principles and only invest with risk assets and a limited percentage of your account. I do not want to be responsible for someone taking a plunge and investing their entire account in some speculative penny stock. Okay, with that out of the way, I'd like to get into some of the news of the day. Today is July 27th, Tuesday, and consumer confidence numbers came out. They were a little short of expectations. Analysts expected 51. The numbers came out at 50.4. So what does this show, you know? The Consumer Confidence Board stated that they felt the weak score was based on people's expectations about jobs being hard to get. This just confirms my suspicion that we might be in for quite a bearish ride come this fall. The old adage, sell in May and go away, and I think I've picked a perfect time to transfer my funds and sit and wait. My game plan is to wait for September, you know, October, when these crashes happen. And that's when there's blood in the streets, that's when the fund will become active. Until then, I'll keep my eyes out and I'll keep my ears open. And I'll keep you updated. Of course, this doesn't mean there aren't individual buying opportunities. The real story today is BP. Now, before I get into BP too much, I would like to disclose that I currently have a position in BP in my private account. I own one October 10, 44, 52 and a half call spread. This is a bullish call spread, and I bought this the day before the top kill procedure. It was my my bet that top kill would work. I was wrong, of course, which is quite often the case. Now, I didn't have complete confidence that top kill would work. In fact, I gave more probability to it not working. But the reward would have been great if it did work. So it was odds versus reward. And as it stands, I still have 80 days until the expiration Friday in October for things to come back around and even out, or possibly even make money. We shall see. So the news today was that the company is claiming a tax credit from the federal government related to the oil spill. This tax credit will cost the U.S. government $9.9 billion. And it's because of an incurring charge they're claiming of $32.2 billion. So in essence, short term, the company is profiting from the spill. They have only paid out $200 million to victims of the spill right now. And they are planning on paying out, you know, they're setting up that $20 billion fund. But the actual cost of the cleanup may only be, I would guess, $5 to $10 billion before people forget about it and put it behind them, you know, and BP can move on. So is BP in danger of going bankrupt? You know, if you look at the numbers, the financial statement, the total equities of the company are $104 billion. That's assets minus liabilities. So even worst case scenario, and the company does end up paying over $30 billion in cleanup fees, that's still a fraction of what the company is worth, and there's no danger of it going out of business. It may turn out that the cost of the cleanup is what BP makes in a day, you know. So that's the fundamentals of the situation. I chose Top Kill to be the turning point, the technical turning point. As I said before, that was the wrong time, but you'll find we'll be wrong more often than right. And of course, I wish I could have got in and bought at $30, you know, or ideally the absolute low it hit with 28. But you can't pick the absolute bottom, and you can't have perfect timing. The market is ruled by chaos, and it's irrational. Is it rational that BP has a price point that's below the crisis of 2008? Are we at a time where we might have a global financial meltdown and no consumers of oil at all? Is that the kind of market and the kind of world we live in? No, it's irrational. As soon as BP is off the front page every day and people forget about the crisis and it's behind us, then the price will come closer to rational. Now, usually when a company releases earnings, there is a conference call. So today I went on to the BP site and I was going to log in, and you register with your email and answer a few questions, and then you can listen to a stream of the conference call. Usually it's about an hour long, and it's followed by questions from analysts. If you invest in any company that has these quarterly conference calls, I strongly recommend that you listen to them. The conference call is an opportunity to listen to the actual executives, and you'd be surprised what you can pick up from vocal tones or general things they say that don't make it to the media. However, this conference call, when I tried to register and log on, it would say either your email address is not registered and you need to register, or if I tried to register, it would say this email address is already registered. And either way, I couldn't get into the conference call. So I've posted a link to the page on the show notes, and I'm curious if anybody else can get into the conference call or not. I have a feeling that maybe the conference call is blocked just because of Anthony's resignation. Although it does seem he has come up with a plan to sell $30 billion in company assets to help fund the Gulf crisis. These assets are described as expendable research and development. So that's all the news today relating to my personal holdings. I have one more holding, which we may get into next time, and we'll continue to work on the fund, which should be active in a week or two. My local bank wants to hold the check for 5 days, so, and then a wire transfer could take 2 or 3 days, so it should be a good week before the fund's active. So that's it for FMA, the Free Market Anarchist. This was Alpha version 0.1. And remember, the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent.
Reach up to the sky. Reach up to the sky. I would put the sword in my eyes. Can you see the lightning? Can you see the lightning? Oh, but why are you so frightened? Why?